Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Presidential candidates are heading into their final week of campaigning ahead of Friday's election, and things are getting personal. I'm joined in studio now by Sean Defoe, host of the Let Me Explain podcast, and of course, political correspondent for News Talk. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So, it got a bit personal over the weekend.
Absolutely, yeah. The claws are coming out in the final days as Heather Humphreys tries to make up that gap between her and Catherine Connolly, 18 points in last Thursday's poll for the Irish Times, and really going after her barristerial career, who she represented, representing banks, and all the questions that Fine Gael have been asking over the weekend. How many times did she represent a bank? How many repossessions was she involved in? How much did she make from it? And how different is all of that from the Catherine Connolly that we know from the Dáil, who for years has castigated the banks and austerity and everything involved with it?
I mean, it's a kind of a strange one because I think you were referencing this morning that many legal eagles who became TDs might have questions to answer about their political stance versus the kind of people they have represented.
Absolutely. And even the Bar Council came out last week or a couple of weeks ago now, I think, with a statement saying, talking about this cab rank idea, that they basically, if it's within their field and the work comes up, that they have to take it. And that
But they don't in practice. If they don't like the smell of something, they can say, I'm far too busy.
Well, there are ways and means around it. Like in theory and by the practice of the law, you should take it. But there are ways and means around it. Now, Catherine Connolly would say, look, I took the work that was up. This was in my area and her area maybe was property or whatever it was. That was the work that was forthcoming for her and has been her defence for it. But it's an interesting angle of attack from Fine Gael to be the one thing you pick to go after. And I suppose for a number of reasons. One, because Catherine Connolly has built her campaign on sort of being the moral voice of the nation and has been in the Dáil, in fairness to her, has represented and spoken on behalf of a lot of people who will feel marginalised in Irish society. And having built the campaign on that to then say, well, I'm a very moral presidential candidate, but when I was a barrister, I left my morals at the door because I just had to represent these people.
Now, I actually talked to her about that on the presidential debate we had here last Monday morning. And this is part of the exchange.
I absolutely stood and said I've represented.
No, I heard all of that. And pursued by Jack Horgan-Jones, who said, it's a yes or a no answer.
Absolutely.
Have you represented the banks against people who lost their homes?
I have represented banks. I have represented people who had orders of possession against them.
The question is very simple.
Did you represent the banks
against people who lost their homes?
I have represented lots of people in my career as a barrister.
So she still won't give that yes and no answer. She says, I've represented everybody, you know, of all colours. And in a sense, that's an answer. But the pointed question was, when you're spouting about homelessness and all that, and then on the other hand, your track record suggests that you helped get people thrown out of their houses.
Yeah.
What they were trying to get at is this hypocrisy?
Mm-hmm.
And they failed, if you like, to land that punch. And so did I suppose. Although I did say, the answer is a yes, isn't it?
Well, you got the yes out of her because up until that she hadn't admitted that she had in fact represented banks. So you got that much of a yes, if not quite the full nine yards. And Helen McEntee was out yesterday, one of a number of government ministers, saying that it is blatant hypocrisy to come in and say all this in the Dáil, and yet on the other hand you were making money from banks during your time as a barrister. So it will be, like, it's an interesting one because when you look at what's left of the campaign, the primetime debate tomorrow night is the real big ratings winner and your real showcase, last chance to maybe to get hold of people. And the Heather Humphreys camp have obviously decided this is what we're going hot and heavy on. We're going to make this the issue of the final week and really make the Labour voters, the Green Party voters, the Soc Dem voters, who are fair enough centre-left, but still more to the centre than Catherine Connolly is on an awful lot of views, just double think, is this the actual candidate that we want and is she upholding those values? And one other interesting just wrinkle, and maybe I'm reading far too much into this, but obviously tomorrow night the debate is being moderated by Miriam O'Callaghan and Sarah McInerney. You make this the big issue, that presumably means that Sarah McInerney, or that Miriam O'Callaghan can't really talk about it because her brother Jim is a senior counsel and justice minister, so you put all of that issue to Sarah McInerney's half of the debate.
But there will be competitive questioning, shall I suggest.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpoints.
Can you ever remember an instance where we had as many moderators as we had candidates? I certainly can't. And I imagine there's a few elbows up in the production meeting today. Said, well, I'm doing that part. No, I'm taking that part. And it will be, I'm looking forward to watching the moderators as much as the candidates.
That's for sure. Now, the vulnerability for Heather Humphreys, and we'll come to general behaviour of the candidates in a moment, but is her lack of action on behalf of Shane O'Farrell's family, and particularly Lucia O'Farrell, who's been campaigning for a long, long time, eventually got vindication in the Dáil from, as the aforementioned Jim O'Callaghan, brother of the aforementioned Miriam O'Callaghan, but eventually got it, but critical of Heather for not doing enough for her as a constituent.
And the big trouble for Heather Humphreys, quite aside from the fact that, you know, no parliamentary questions on this, nothing raised in the Dáil, she says she made representations to various justice ministers, is she just has not been able to put this to bed. I mean, this has dogged her for 10 days, really, of the campaign now. And she keeps coming out. And when you had that clip when you were on with her,
and which we'll play right now.
I'm sorry if she thinks I didn't do enough. I have tried
to
help
anybody. She has said to us, by the way, she got in touch saying that sorry if is not good enough. Sorry if. She says you didn't do enough.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry if she feels I didn't do enough to help her. I did my best. I made representations to different ministers on her behalf. As I said, I'm glad she has got a state apology.
But it won't go away.
No, and again, I'm sorry was all she needed to say. And then she had to add in again, the sorry if. And like, this is one really she should have drawn a line under this week. Said, look, I felt I did my best for Lucia O'Farrell. She clearly feels different. I'm very sorry for that. Perhaps in hindsight, I could have done more. End of story. But she's allowed it to dog her, along with a couple of other issues in this campaign. Mm. And some of the stuff that has bounced off of Catherine Connolly is just not really bouncing off of Heather Humphreys.
I mean, Heather Humphreys has to, whether she likes it or not, stand on her record as a government minister and being associated with one of the parties currently in power. And that's a sticky wicket for her.
It is, because you have to bat for the IMA stuff, for example. You have to bat for every government decision. Now, there are other parts of that record that she has been trying to own. Auto-enrolment, free school meals, various decisions she made. You know, could have probably made a bigger deal out of the fact that I think in every budget she was social protection minister, there were pretty significant increases in the amount. In fact, more than are in the budget just gone in some cases. Yet, as much as you can put that forward, you still have to answer for the housing crisis, the health crisis, and sometimes decisions that were never your own as a government minister, because you are more siloed as a minister than maybe people think.
Now, the question of their vulnerabilities, I mentioned Heather's vulnerability. In terms of Catherine Connolly's vulnerability, the whole question they're trying to raise again and again, she voted against Lisbon, she voted against Nice. She's basically someone who's against the EU. That's what they're trying to portray. She tries to kind of, well, on the one hand, on the other hand. And it's one of the difficulties with both candidates, trying to get precision in the answering. Catherine Connolly's technique, it'll be interesting to watch tomorrow night, whether she said, before I answer that question, we've got to have a little background.
Yes.
And that eats up the minutes. And then you're trying to pursue her for an answer and you may not get there because time is time.
And context is important, and every, you know, and she challenges the premise of the question, and she has all these little ticks to sort of get out of answering it and giving a direct question or direct answer on some of the issues. Now, on some issues, she's given relatively direct answers. But again,
the triple lock, for example, she wants the EU or the United Nations to be reformed so that the triple lock is not Putin or Trump or Xi telling Ireland where to go when it wants to deploy its troops.
And again, this is somewhere where you look at Middle Ireland that may be split on this issue. You would think it's an easy enough win for Heather Humphreys, yet I've yet to hear her make the point. You say, look, that's a great idea, Catherine. In a kumbaya world, that makes a lot of sense that we reform the UN Security Council. It's never going to happen. We live in a different world because of Russia and, you know, your mates Mick Wallace and Claire Daly and all the rest of it. So there are attack points, but no one has ever quite been able to pin her down. And the one thing I would, if you look at the government strategy, or the Fine Gael strategy, I should say, rather, going into this week, you have attack Catherine Connolly on a number of points. You appeal to Middle Ireland to say, do you really want her? Play the safe option. Lend us your vote. Not sure that works in a outside of a 2011 scenario where there's a lot of anger towards another candidate, because there's just a lot of apathy rather than anger. And then you try to destabilise that sort of centre-left coalition. You're still asking an awful lot to make up an 18-point gap.
Looking at the top of the Irish Times, Kitty Holland is advertised as writing about the Ross for the Oras and the importance of An Gaeilge with the younger voter. Does that show up on the polls?
No, I think it was 3% of people said having a president with Irish was their most important trait in last Thursday's poll in the aforementioned Irish Times. So very few people saying that is their number one issue. Now, I do think notionally a lot of people think, yeah, it would be good if the president could speak Irish. Don't think it's number one. The youth vote is the more interesting part of that particular column, in that there's a big surge behind Catherine Connolly. Will they turn out? Will people look at it now and go, ah, she's far enough ahead, she probably doesn't need my vote, it's a long weekend, maybe we'll go down to wherever we were going to go. And can they be relied upon for a very solid vote is the question a lot of people are asking.
And that is the question that many people would be asking. The weather for this week is not projected to be great. I'm not sure how bad Friday is, but there'll be lots of rain. It'll be, you know, occasional gaps in the clouds, but I think it's not a great week, and that will impact, one presumes, on people's ambition to get to the polls.
Yeah, well, if it's anything like this morning, I'd say it will be a very, very low turnout. Friday, windy, not a whole pile of rain forecast, but not a great day. It's just what my app, my quick look for Dublin anyway, not for the rest of the country, is telling me there. Yeah, like a lot of people not getting very excited about this campaign, and I can't really blame them. If we'd had three candidates, maybe it would have been more interesting. The most interesting thing to have happened will be Jim Gavin. And you just wonder, the sliding doors moment, again, listening to Frances Fitzgerald on yesterday with Anton, what would have happened were she the candidate? What would have happened if Mairead McGuinness was the candidate? Because on the Let Me Explain podcast last week, I interviewed Murray Baker, the chair of the Electoral Commission, former judge. And she made a comment that I just thought was particularly interesting, that people have tended to like their presidents to be intellectuals, and that factors into the way they vote. If you look at Michael D, Mary McAleese's people in the past, and that maybe there's just been a bit of intellectual heft missing from this particular debate.
The polls hit it wrong over the last referendum. Maybe they're getting it wrong in this election. I doubt it. All the polls are pointing in one direction. Derek in Blanchardstown says, hope you both eat copious amounts of humble pie after Friday when Catherine walks this election. I don't think we're suggesting otherwise. All the auspices are that she will win.
Oh, I think she'll win comfortably. I think she'll win on the first count. I'm not saying that. What we're pointing out is that there are questions that she hasn't particularly answered. And I don't think either of them have been a
fantastic
candidate.
And she's beyond interrogation once she becomes president.
Completely.
Both are. I'm not presuming from the point of view of balance that one is definitely going to get it. But both would be beyond any reproach, really, once they become president.
Completely. And look, once you get into that office, you're beyond that reproach. But also, both of them, I think, will actually be relatively good presidents if they were elected. It is the job to scrutinise their CVs in full before they get to that point. So in terms of eating humble pie, if we're coming across particularly anti-Catherine, I don't think that's the case. I think she's going to win comfortably.
Sean Defoe, host of the Let Me Explain podcast, a political correspondent for News Talk. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.